Is that it? Oh, okay. All right, then. We have 30 minutes of pre-show ahead of us. Maybe. Maybe it'll be shorter. Probably will be shorter, because I don't like doing a long pre-show, except when I don't know what the fuck it is I want to do, which is just about every goddamn night. Some people think that, well, you know, you should know. No, you shouldn't know. Some nights, man, I've said before, there were nights when I was doing the radio show, when I would go out for a cigarette at a news break, I didn't know. I, you know, I had an hour prepped, but I wasn't really all that confident with it. I thought, I'll do the hour. And I'd be smoking a cigarette out in 5-minute news break, and I'd have the idea for a whole fucking hour. Bam, go upstairs. This was like when I was at CCO, I remember specifically. Standing outside on a summer night, watching the, you know, midnight in Minneapolis summertime is pretty unusual. There's people, pushing baby strollers downtown. Now, what, you don't see that in L.A. Of course, nobody goes downtown in L.A. except the artificially created places for you to go in downtown. Now, there's a whole history of downtown that I don't know why I'm talking about it. Anyway, Monumental Americans, Douglas, what? The first CIA officer killed in the line of duty was a man named Douglas McKiernan. He served in World War II. Worked for the CIA on Soviet efforts to build an atomic bomb. Died in 1950, escaping from communist China. Wow, first CIA officer killed in the line of duty, first American casualty of the Cold War. That's pretty trippy, man. I'm going to retweet that shit. Definitely retweeting that shit. No. Baby, if you knew love. Na-na-na-na-na. Douglas McKiernan died in 1950, escaping from communist China. God, that just gives me chills, because I don't think we ever really, when we think of the CIA, I think we think of, like, I do. I think of just guys sitting at computers and analyzing data, you know? I don't think of the James Bond shit, because I personally, you know, I was raised to take the movies, don't take them all that seriously. That's how I was raised. So, you know, whenever I learned about intelligence, CIA, or whatever, for me, most of it, the stuff that I saw was about analyzing data, maybe, you know, getting information passed from one person to the other, and that kind of shit. Not James Bond, you know, guns and shit, because basically that's not really where that's at. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm telling you right now, I'm just so fucking frustrated with this goddamn thing. I don't know what to do. All right. What did we do, man? Did we not jack the microphone up? No, we didn't. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. It's Phil, and it's time now for It's the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. 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 Phil Hendry here for Schmatze Liquors and Liquor Emporium. Lick her Emporium. 1, 2. 1, 2. All right, so if I'm talking here now to you, my listeners, and we're having a good time, and I'm at this tone of voice. And but anyway, getting back to what I was saying, as I keep an eye on my goddamned fucking bitch VU meter. It's not really a VU meter, it's a audiograph. That's what I call it. What is it, Phil? It's an audiograph. So I didn't, you know, buy into that, but because for the most part, that's not the fact. The fact is, because I've done a little bit of reading about this, Anglo or even African American CIA agents are not deep cover agents. You don't stick an African American or an Anglo American or Hispanic American in the middle of goddamned Nepal, for instance, and figure that that motherfucker is going to get you any information, because it ain't going to fucking happen. What you do in that situation is you recruit. The biggest guy in that situation is a station chief who looks to recruit people among the native population there too. You're not going to put those guys in the middle of China. Well, are you saying we don't have Asian? Of course we have Asian agents, but it isn't that simple, you know. An American is a goddamned American, and he speaks English for the most part. So there's an awful lot of training that goes into, you know, any, like, deep cover agent, as they say. And all this horseshit about a CIA operative. Oh, give me a fucking break. That means that somebody's looking at mail. Oh, here's a name. Let me write that down. That's the extent of that shit. Yeah, the CIA has a military arm. The CIA has a paramilitary arm. Yes, that's true. And the CIA has deep cover people. The CIA has people, you know, that carry arms. But it's not all goddamn George Smiley. You know, if you notice, did you see the movie? That's a good example. Did you see the movie Tinker, Tailor, Sailor, Spy? He pulls his gun in the movie one fucking time, never fires it. George Smiley, the character played by Gary Oldman. One time in the whole, and the movie's fantastic. The movie's fantastic, but the movie is all about cars driving places, listening to tapes, following a guy. There's no fucking gunplay. And in the film, there's one time Smiley pulls his gun to the very end of the movie when he thinks maybe he'll need it, and he doesn't. He takes his shoes off so he won't be heard because he's upstairs in a building, and the people he's listening for downstairs. He pulls his gun thinking, well, maybe, I don't know, but he never uses it. In fact, the only time shots are fired in the entire film is when a British agent is in Hungary and he's being captured by the Hungarian. This is during the Cold War, so they're communist country, and this British agent's obviously an enemy alien and all that good shit. And they shoot him. You hear a series of gunshots, this man's shot. That's the extent of that shit. So, I don't think about that. So when I saw that story there, this man killed running from communist China, you know, you die. You know, that man was working for our country, and Donald Trump with all of his... Douglas McKiernan. Boy, I didn't get to see the Jim Kelly thing on the ESPYs tonight, but I heard it was very emotional. He was a cryptographer. He was the first officer of the Central Intelligence to be killed in the line of duty in 1950 in Tibet. He worked as a cryptographer of the United States Army Air Force and was then posted to China as an Air Force meteorologist during World War II. By 1947, he quit the Air Force and was employed as a paramilitary officer in the Special Activities Division by the CIA. So there you go. That was their paramilitary arm. As a cover for that work, he was assigned the position of vice consul for the U.S. State Department at its consulate in Tihua in Jingchang Chengfeng. There, his scientific talents, he dropped out of the MIT after his freshman year, were employed in espionage. Until 2002, the CIA successfully hid the fact that McKiernan was America's first atomic spy. McKiernan's collection of atomic intelligence about the Soviet Union's first atomic bomb, tested just across the border, was first revealed by the journalist Thomas Laird, but only confirmed by the CIA in 2008. In the fall of 49, McKiernan led a party of five, including two men who would survive the trip, out of Urumqi. They first spent time with Osman Batur and his Kazakh warriors who fought against the Soviet-backed whatever the fuck this is in Turkestan, and then traveled on to Tibet by horseback and camel en route to India. McKiernan was shot dead by Tibetan border guards while crossing. The United States government had failed to request permission in a timely fashion from the Tibetan government for the McKiernan party to enter Tibet. The Tibetan guards had standing orders in the 10th spring of 1950 to shoot all foreigners who attempted to enter Tibet. Wow, so he got killed because of an oversight by the U.S. government. Phew. Peggy McKiernan was awarded a small pension, his wife, by the State Department, much smaller than her pension would have been if she'd received the CIA pension that was due to her. It was only in 2000 that the first star on the CIA's Wall of Honor was acknowledged to be that of McKiernan, a secret memorial ceremony with McKiernan's wife and family present. When McKiernan's atomic intelligence... How do you not pay a guy's full fucking pension? What the fuck is wrong with our goddamned fucking government? And I'm not just talking about Trump. The whole motherfucking bureaucracy. How do you not give this woman the full CIA pension? A small pension. Why? Just to be assholes? He gave his life for his fucking country. You think maybe he could... Well, who is the guy that makes that decision? Who are the fuck... I guess if you work in the CIA, they have their fair number of psychopaths. And I'm not saying that in any, you know, negative sense necessarily. Just emotionless people. You know, no fucking empathy. So they go about their business with no emotion. What's your job? I'm going to go over here and kill that guy. Okay, very good. Thank you. And bring us the information? Of course. All right, good. Goes, kills. That's where the whole character of James Bond is so outlandish. Because in order to kill the way he kills, you'd have to have some disconnect emotionally. And yet, there he is falling in love with women. Remember that? What was the first of the Daniel Craig movies? Did he fall head over heels in love with some chick? And then just as quickly, he snaps out of it. It's almost like he contacted that part of himself that can love and feel just long enough to she gets killed and then he retreats from it. I don't know, but I doubt it.
We don't know. You don't know what it's like, Mr. Hendry.
True. And his wife, Peggy McKiernan, was there. The guy's on horseback, man, trying to get the fuck out of Tibet. Was that right? No, he's leaving China, getting into Tibet, and they hadn't cleared it with the Tibetan authorities, so he got shot and killed, leading a group of people out, including what looks like a Russian, or maybe a Russian-American, a guy named Frank Besek, was an American anthropologist who spent much of his life teaching the 70th University of Montana. During the years toward the end of and immediately following World War II, Besek served with the Office of Strategic Services. That was the forerunner of the CIA. And while escaping from communist forces in 1950, the way to Tibet, Besek was part of a group mistakenly attacked by Tibetan forces in which CIA agency spy Douglas McKiernan was killed, making him the CIA's first agent killed in action. So mistakenly killed. That's what, you know, it wasn't even that the Chinese were shooting him leaving. The Tibetans killed him coming in because they hadn't been informed yet by the motherfucking U.S. government. Okay, that shit having been said, that stuff having been picked through and dug over and dug and dig it and dig it, Doug. I mean, Doug, is your name Doug? Zippy deepy deepy deep boo 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 zippy doopy doopy doo 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 la da dee doo 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 dee dee doo 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 root doo doo dee rooty oo too root tooty tooty too. Don't make me over now that I can. Just doing the things I do.
Hey, man.
This is Dr. Ed Elcott, and I can tell you now that I was a member of the Central Intelligence Agency. Yes, that's correct. I was smuggled out of China. Marc-André Fleury. Fleury. Is that the dude from what do you call him? Yeah, the Vegas Golden Knights. Yeah, that motherfucker had a good playoff series. God, he was damn good in that series, in that whole playoffs.
Okay, yeah. I'm very aware of the fact that God, what is these levels are unfucking believable. What's the deal here, man? Right? I guess I'm gonna have to what? Testing 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3.
Testing 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3.
Testing 1 2 3 1 2 3. Right. So for most part, what my whole trip is, I'm trying to find out, you know, from all of my homeboys.
Veterans reported a training camp. What, Eagles? Joe Flacco entering 11th season of Raiders. God, Joe Flacco, 11 years. Wow. Why do I seem like just yesterday was a fucking rookie?
Right, okay. What we're trying to do is understand. I think you can understand, Phil, that President Trump, he's not going to be forceful and vociferous. For instance, if there is an elderly woman in my store, and she is, I don't know what you want to call it, I find her shoplifting, let's say. I'm going to say to her, get out and don't ever come back, but I'm not going to yell at her. And I think that's what people...
You're going to say, what, do that again?
If it's an elderly woman...
Yeah, you said you're going
to
do what?
If it's an elderly woman, I'd say to her very gently, you get your whore... get your whore ass out of here.
It's called... It's called, Mr. Hendry, you know, diplomacy. It's called, you know.
All right.
I'm begging you, don't make me over. Make me over. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have an appointment on Friday to go over to the new L.A. stadium and take a look at the layout. You know, I'll be given a tour for people who are on a certain list of, you know, just nothing special. I just put in my name for season tickets or some bullshit, and they said, well, why don't you come over and take a look at the stadium? I don't even know if I'm going to make it. I don't even know if I want... I'm honest. I don't even know if I want tickets. I don't know if it was the Rams or the Chargers. I just... that part of my life, I think, is pretty much fucking over. Unless someone wants to give me a free pass to a luxury box, well, then All through the 80s, I had season tickets for the Rams. Then when I went to work for WIOD in Miami, and then I went to work for WSB in Atlanta, I went to all the games in the luxury suite because I was working all of the events. They wanted me to do a pre-show, a pre-game fan thing at IOD and at WSB, where I went and I interviewed fans. I don't even remember what the fucking premise is for half of them, but I had to come up with some goofy idea. And as payment, I went into the luxury walks and hung out, drank, watched the fucking game, talked to, you know, clients. And it was a lot of fun. You know, I loved it. You know, I can never go back to sitting in a regular seat again. So, because Cox Broadcasting had one for the, you know, for the Falcons, and they had one for the Dolphins down there at in those days, it was Joe Robbie Stadium. I don't know what they play in now. They got a new stadium? What have they done? I don't know. Where do the Dolphins play? It was the Georgia Dome. Of course, now it's Mercedes-Benz, a whole new ballpark now in Christ Almighty. Boy, they build fucking ballparks in Atlanta like the goddamn, you know, pouring water, man. When I got there in 92, fucking Georgia Dome was brand new. Now here we are 20-some years later. Well, let's put up another stadium. Goddamn Coliseum in Los Angeles was built in the fucking 20s. They ain't built another one for shit, man. They built a baseball stadium. Now they got soccer stadiums downtown. They got the L.A. Football Club. That's the exciting name of the second soccer team we have in L.A. We have the L.A. Galaxy. Now we have the L.A. Football Club. And my godson, Joe, posted some pictures from the stadium. I guess he went to the ball. It looked pretty fucking good to me. I said to him, how many seats are available, man? I mean, you know, all he said was, come on out, man, you'll love it. So, see, that's where I'm at now. You know, it's not that I don't like football. I love football. I'll always love watching football. But I don't like the head injuries. That's got to get dealt with. And I don't like the rednecky bullshit that's happening now, man. I used to go to football games. There were all kinds of people there, man. They weren't all a bunch of fucking flag-waving motherfucking rednecks. There were all kinds of folks. Now it seems like, I don't know. It wouldn't matter to me. But to be honest with you, it ain't worth it. Don't make me over.
Well, it's exciting, Phil. It really is. It's an exciting aspect. What's exciting is the best way I can put it. It's very exciting aspect to what we're doing. I hope that you're able to come out and take a look at what we've been able to accomplish, because Christ Almighty, something else.
Talking here with Fred Baker, and Fred was hit in the face with a cannonball, but you're okay, huh?
I'm fine, except for
the right side of your face?
Right side of my face. Right side of my face. I can't move, but
I'm begging you. Ooh. You got to come out to the games, Phil.
Yeah, I think it's exciting. And, I'll tell you, Phil, it's something I think you're really going to enjoy. Well, I think you'll enjoy it a lot, Phil, because, well, I think you'll enjoy it a lot, Phil, football, world football is not superior, but there's more. There's a lot. You've got to be intelligent to watch it, and I think that if you get the ticket for the LA Football Club, yeah, I love it. I have my tickets for the LA Football Club.
Have you been to the stadium?
I have not been to the new LA Football Club stadium. No, I haven't. But
because the Galaxy play down at the Home Depot Center, I think that's in Dominguez Hills, right? Yeah, and the LA Football Club are right downtown where the old convention center used to be.
Right, the LA Football Club plays in a place that used to be where the LA convention. Let me see. Are you kidding me or something? Yeah. Are you kidding me or something? Why don't you want to go and see it?
I don't. I've, that's, you know.
You what? Well, I was listening to what you were saying, and look at this goddamn. Look at the fuck. Hold on for a minute, man. What are you doing here, Dick? Hello. Well, you know what? That's just not gonna happen, man. Oh, you know what? There's something decidedly wrong with that, man. Something very wrong. There's something very wrong with that. I don't know what it is exactly, but take a look at it, okay? There's something wrong with that. Look, see? What did you do? You fucked it up. What do you mean I fucked it up? You did, you whore. Whore? You call me that? Testing 1, 2, 3. It was all this fucking fairy dust on this thing. And, well, you know, I don't understand it. Well, I gotta be honest with you. Why are you not going to the LA Galaxy to go see the Los Angeles Chargers, Phil?
Yeah. Hi. I don't know if I've got it wrong, but I thought I heard you saying during the pre-show. Hi, Phil. This is Sam. Hi, Phil, this is Sam, yeah. Hi, Phil, this is Sam. I don't know if I heard you right during the pre-show. I heard you say that you're not going to be going to the Charger Stadium to look at your season tickets.
Just take me inside your arms and hold me tight.
I know Dean Wheeler. Hi, Phil, it's Dean. That's who it is. Oh, this beautiful, beautiful fish. And they helped him. Good man. Look at him helping this animal to get out. No one was helping. That's right. Come on, you mother stupid fuckers. Get the fish out there, man. It's a manta ray that they're trying to, a giant manta ray they're trying to get. Have you ever seen a bigger bunch of stupid cunts in your life? People are not going to tell you. You think people are good? There he goes. He's swimming out. He's swimming. Unbelievable. Unfucking real. That's amazing. If you get a chance to take a look at this video of a guy saving this giant manta ray, he was the only guy working to get this animal off the beach. All these other dumb cunts are standing around with their cameras until he finally said, all you people are going to help me move this fish. And they did. And they got this beautiful, gigantic manta ray, swam out back into the ocean. Oh, my God. It's the kind of shit that, at my age, it really gets to me, man. It gets to me. Let's see if we can retweet this. I'm going to retweet this. I want you guys to look for it on my Twitter feed. Real Phil. Blocked me? No. Okay, here it is. Okay. The dodo is what it's called. All right. God damn it. Here it is. The dodo.
What is this?
It's really unbelievable. Sometimes you just got to kick people in the ass. You know, they don't know what to do. They're just standing there taking pictures, looking stupid. They got no sense of what's happening. So finally, you gotta say, hey, you, give me a hand. You, all of you out there. All right. There we go. Bob Green. That's the greatest sound effect of all, is that fucking mall. Bob Green in the gym. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Hi, Phil. Yeah, it's Dean Wheeler. Well, there's a couple of things I want to know.
Don't make me over now that I did all that stuff to you. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. That's the one, baby. Test 1, 2. Test 1, 2.